Module 11, Manage Personal and Professional Networks. As you create your personal and professional networks, you will have the responsibility of managing them. Your networks will thrive as long as you remember to be responsive and give back while you stay in touch with your contacts. It is also beneficial to separate your personal activities from your business ones. As you learn to manage your networks, you will reap the rewards. Be responsive. You must be responsive in your professional and personal relationships. Do not ignore people. Always respond in a timely manner. Ignoring requests for career help gives the impression that you are not invested in the individual asking you for help. If you do not have the time to fully address an issue, schedule a meeting for a better time. The most important thing you can do is respond to requests from your network. Give back. Part of networking is giving back. When people ask you for help, find a way to give it. There are many ways you can give back to the people in your network. Example, provide advice, offer career help, share expertise, reference people in a blog post, provide a recommendation. Separate personal and business activities. Establishing boundaries between personal and business life is important. Separating personal and business activities will reinforce these boundaries. For example, use one social networking site for personal use and another for business. Some people have a personal and a professional Facebook site, while others only use LinkedIn for professional use and Facebook for personal. There are also privacy settings that limit what people see on your sites. You will have to determine the best method for separating your personal and business activities. Once you discover the method that works for you, stick with it. Stay physically in touch. We have already addressed the importance of staying connected. This requires staying physically in touch whenever possible. This is easier to do when people are local. However, it is still important to make connections with people who are not local. This requires a little more effort. When you travel, you should make the time to reach out to people you know. Even if visits are infrequent, people will appreciate the attempt to reach out to them. Case study. Robert emailed Diane to ask for a recommendation before his job interview the next week. Diane did not reply before the interview. Robert was confident at his interview and he was certain that he made a good impression. He was nervous, however, because he had given Diane as a reference, and she never acknowledged his request. He decided to call her 3 days later, and she informed him that she had already provided the employer with a recommendation. Robert was relieved, but he was still annoyed with Diane for not responding to him.